A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. People were bringing children to Jesus that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he became indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not prevent them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Amen, I say to you, whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it." Then he embraced the children and blessed them, placing his hands on them. The Gospel of the Lord. Have you seen AT&T's It's Not Complicated ads on TV? They feature four children around 5 or 6 years old answering a question posed to them by an adult. In one of my favorites, the children are asked if it is better to be fast or slow. An adorable curly-haired girl answers that it's much better to be fast rather than to be bitten by a werewolf. "If you are bitten by a werewolf," she describes, "you turn into one and it causes lots of problems." She describes the problems and that in desperation, their werewolf will cry, "Wah, wah, wah," meaning, "I wish I was back to a human." She knows intuitively that being someone you are not meant to be is fraught with problems. She's clear and confident in her belief, and that's what's so great about kids. They have an innate sense of what God has created us to be. It's never good to be someone or something that we're not meant to be. We have lots of biblical evidence about whom and what God calls us to be. In fact, in the first reading from Sirach, we get some indication. We are meant to be wise, knowing good from evil, aware of God's amazing deeds. We have eyes and ears that Teresa of Avila reminds us must be Christ's eyes and ears on earth. Our incarnate God of today's gospel demonstrates compassion, inclusion, and courage in the face of adversity, all gifts that are given to us as well. God's gift of knowledge reveals who God desires us each to be and what we are meant to do. It should be as intuitive to us as it is to the children that God only desires good for us and that God does want us to enter the kingdom of God. So the next time you feel yourself turning into a werewolf, well, or rather someone other than whom God wants you to be, consider the wisdom of the children. Turn to Jesus for his loving embrace, and only then will we be able to get to the kingdom of God.